Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Here we are. It is amazing that we are here again in the midst of so many prophecies being fulfilled. I want to encourage you to look up. These are exciting days for the church. I mean, remember that, you know, outside of Jesus Christ, knowing him, we were walking around in a condemned state. When we know Jesus, we're no longer condemned.
That's right.
That's right.
We're no longer condemned that it's amazing that you can have, in the midst of all the troubles and struggles, and like, really? Are you really going to, is that what you're really trying to do? And haven't you heard 99.9% of the country said no?
Wow.
But obviously there's another force pushing from behind.
No doubt.
We need to pray for those in authority over us. Understand it's a spiritual, it is a spiritual wickedness. It's Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6 lets us know that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness. And it helps you have empathy on the folks, on yourself, and on your others around you, and especially leaders of nations, because remember Jesus said, well, Satan said to Jesus, he says, listen, can you imagine that, Satan talking to the Son of God? He said, listen, he said, if you bow down and worship me, if you bow down and worship me, this is Satan talking to the Son of God.
Right.
He says, all these nations, these are the nations you see at the United Nations, all these, you know, as soon as one man fell, all men fell. When you talk about nations, you're talking about ethnos. You're talking about people, human beings. We all fell with him. We fell with them in the garden. And it's not God's not sending anybody to hell. We're choosing to go there because we're already were condemned and fallen in our sin. Understand, when we make Jesus the Lord of our life, at that point, he takes our place. So that is the good news. The good news is that you're no longer condemned. He didn't come in the world to condemn the world, to save the world. That's what he means. It's like it was condemned already because of the fall of man. So when he says, you know, all these people were given to me, if you bow down and worship me, I'll give them to you. And he's like, don't think so. Not going to happen. But the interesting thing is he didn't call Satan a liar. Because when man fell, they fell. All men fell.
Right.
And at that point, you know, men outside of God began to struggle with sin and all the things that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Fall of man. So when you see these crazy things happening in the nations and you see people, us, you know, acting out what we see in Scripture, we can always go, wow, this is exactly what, these are Satan's kingdoms. And it's interesting that all of his has to do with chaos, confusion, and death, mayhem, destruction, steal, kill, and destroy. You know, it's like, at least his theme is consistent.
Right.
Right.
And here we are. We're on the edge. Our teeth are on edge as the world looks forward to see what we're going to do this week as our leaders, some of them, as they battle, actually all of them battle about will we go, will we won't go. And there's more people saying that do not fire a shot into Syria. I know that Dutch Sheets and
Cindy Jacobs.
James Gall, actually. James Gall was shown by the Lord that all this stuff that's going to begin in Syria. You know, everybody has their ideas, but God was saying to James Gall, this thing's going to begin in Syria, and here we are.
Wow.
You know, just like God's been letting us know in part, and we've been prophesying in part, and you can hear it. Don't go back and listen. You need to hear. Just wake up. Turn aside all the distractions because, you know, this is just going to be a history lesson. And, you know, this is what the Lord spoke to me recently, that prophecy is useless when it's history. It's just useless for nothing but regret. Unless you responded to it. and then it's remembrance. You think about that. Don't take prophecy for granted. What's happening now, we got people laying hands on everybody saying, you know, God's going to do this for you and that for you. And I mean, it's amazing to hear how, you know, prophets are lining up with the idols of people's hearts. I mean, it's just like God says, like, and they come back and they go, that's exactly what I had on my heart. Mm. For years, I've had that idolatry in my heart. And as soon as that prophet laid his hand on me, he agreed exactly with what I knew God should do. And that's the word of God. And he says that he will cause the prophets to agree with what's in your heart. And God just turns you over to it. And it's just like, too bad. I guess you're the 82 percentile that don't read the word. That's not necessarily a good thing. That's not necessarily a good thing because somebody, you want to just go humble before God, have no agendas. And because you don't want all of a sudden you're thinking that it's all cool. But the reality is God's just turned you over to your idols. Here we are on this edge. We're on the edge of all of this. And you got to hear Friday's, you know, you got to hear it because I'm not going to repeat it. It's too many things to say. And if I had to repeat it, you really wouldn't be interested in it. You just, you know, but the thing about this, listen.
It's called Seeking Biblical Perspective,
yeah.
The Crisis in Syria.
Yes. And so last night I had a moment last night and I looked up into the black sky last night. I looked up into the black sky. It was just black, you know, like a real dark black background. Mm-hmm. And the most bright crescent moon and star was in the sky.
I actually,
you know, I don't normally do. I went on Facebook and try to reach the local community folks who are around that particular area and said, trying to get this. It just took me so long to absorb it that I didn't get my. It moved quickly too. As a matter of fact, I'm like, my goodness,
it didn't click. I saw your post and I go, I saw that and then I go.
Yeah. Well, and then, but not only that, it took so long for Chris to reply to my text that the sign in the heaven disappeared. Like 3 hours later, like, I don't see it. It's like, well, that's the 3 hour late delay. That's why you don't see it. My goodness. That's over now. It's over. No, a little humor and not maybe, I don't know. We'll talk about it later on. No, listen, that is the Islamic flag. That's the flag. They believe that one of their prophets had a vision. They had a vision. They saw a crescent moon and the star. And folklore says the 5 points represents the 5 pillars of Islam or something like that. But they're not definite about that. But that definitely was the only thing in heaven at that moment.
It was the only thing in the sky.
Is there anything else out there? I've never seen such a black sky out there where it's just like normally there's stars and stuff.
I mean, right. The star was right there positioned. It was like, it was right here. We're driving in the car and look at that, guys. Teresa pointed it out.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, so here we are. I would say God's given us a sign, and we have to pack it and stack it with the other ones. Yeah, and
the 10,000 ones.
That we're finding out potentially why there's an embrace for Islam. And because it, what's interesting, too, on the news, you know, we got a chance, and if you missed it, you know, you've got to join us every week at the VFN Dream Center, live on VFN Radio. Go to VineFellowshipNetwork.org. But listen, as I was speaking, I spoke last week on the radio, you heard me, but I was also speaking on Sunday at our gathering about the Arab League, the 22-nation Arab League, one of which is Syria. Well, guess who the vice president was meeting with yesterday? Hand in hand. They were holding hands. The Arab League.
Really?
Oh, wow.
And so I'm thinking, this is what I'm thinking, because our prayer is, you know, why don't we just empower them and just support them and let them, because Assad sits at their table, you know, and he was part of the Arab League, so that would just be. But instead, we were over there while the, you know how they hold hands over there, the men hold hands.
That's
and stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's part of the culture. And so they're actually walking away. These leaders in the Arab League are walking away. Why our president stands, America stands in the midst of that, explaining to them Can we get your okay? Can you publicly say it's okay for us? And it's like, what happened just to let them handle it?
Right. You know?
And the thing is like, can you let us just destroy ourselves? Would you mind? Do you mind if we just destroy ourselves? And so we'll make this available for you. I got a couple pictures. A couple of my friends on the Gulf Coast took some pictures. And I have a couple of them, but it's not as clear. I mean, and they said it wasn't. You know, and I appreciate you taking the picture. Mm. But I mean, you got to pay attention because all of a sudden a hazy cloud will come over the sign. It doesn't photograph well with our camera equipment. But you see it there. I got a picture. You'll be see it on the VFN torch today.
Wonderful.
But it's just a sign. Here we are now. Wednesday, they want to declare war Wednesday.
Mm.
Oh, I'm sorry. Take a shot over the bow into an Islamic territory that's flying the crescent flag. Mm. And notice that moon and that crescent moon was over America.
Mm.
It was over America. And the threats that came out on the Christian News article that we read yesterday,
mm-hmm.
that they're threatening our president, they're threatening his children, they're threatening all these. I'm like, why would you do that?
Mm.
That's just, why would you, these innocent?
Evil.
And we've been praying for the president and his wife and his daughters by name now for, 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
And protection over them. And if you'll go back and listen, I'm not going to go over either, back and listen. Remember when the Secret Service situation happened down in Central South America and it was an oddity that they were made to be shamed at the White House with somebody coming into the dinner. Then they were made to look like horrific down in Central South America. And what they did is they pulled Secret Service out. They just fired them and replaced them with somebody.
Mm.
I'm not talking about all the Secret Service, I'm talking about the replacements.
Right.
The replacements. And suddenly it's like, why was there a shift like that? And then this article that comes out, and I wish I have the name of it. I need it. Somebody can get the name of that because I just want it as a source. They're saying, we have access to your whole family, to your daughters. We have access to your wife. We have access to everything.
Name one of his daughters by name.
Yeah, and the thing is the only people that would have access like that would be cabinet members, would be Secret Service. And the article was September the 6th when we were given the word, and it's breaking Christian news. We'll make that source available to you on the VFN Torch. But they came out very specifically in the article, and this is what they're saying. If in fact, we do bomb Syria, hopefully, he said, Obama will be pig-headed enough to attack Syria. In just 21 hours after the attack of Syria, a family member of every U.S. minister, U.S. ambassador, U.S. military commanders around the world will be abducted. And then 18 hours later, videos of their amputation will be spread around the world.
Wow.
And then he says, mass abductions and brutal killings of American citizens around the world and rape and killing of loved ones and Obama's daughter.
Hmm.
And it talks about, and names his daughter. I don't want to remember her name on the radio here. Listen, we should be appalled.
Mm.
We talked about the right perspective, understanding as Christians. We should pray for those in authority over us. This is not good in any way whatsoever. But yet he's persisting on walking into this hornet's nest, almost like a personal jihad. You know what I'm saying? Because jihad says if you die in the name of Allah, then you've done good.
Right.
Almost in regards to this reform gospel that says that collective salvation, that if you bring a nation to a place, you know, we're saved collectively, not individually. And a lot of different things are just kind of surfacing. You know, many men pursue salvation, but the only ones that find it is through Jesus Christ. But because of that desire for salvation inside of us, the desire for God, because we're all built with that desire for God, that the enemy comes in immediately like he did with Jesus and says, listen, if you worship me, because the enemy wants that worship. He wants that, you put me over everybody. And Jesus said, no, if they did it to Jesus, this happened to everybody. So you got to know what you're going to worship. It's not just anyone, anything, any religion. Right. Like everyone is like, I've sat down with people who, you know, proclaim to be Christians for years. They're talking about every particular religion leads to the same God. And then said, you know, what doctrine of hell did you hear that from, you know?
Right.
But then, you know, I'm going to begin today a talk that's so important. I had some other things I wanted to be able to share that were light, but right now we need to get educated.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.